5.
819, we've got some triple team traffic for you. The weather's beautiful. What about the roads, Andy?
Well, right now, if you're taking northbound 15, you want to avoid the south interchange where we've got emergency traffic again this morning. This time, though, not a tanker rollover. This is a crash that's over to the right. They have put out the cones on the freeway again, but this time they're only taking away the right lane. Again, this is just north of the I-215 overpass as you head towards 5300 south, and it is it's looking pretty rough again all the way back past 90 south. Plus, you've got your typical delay already between Draper and the south end of Sandy. This delay is going to all join together very soon, I believe. And it's also, I'm seeing slowing on I-215 in both directions, approaching I-15 in Murray. Eric Butler.
And speaking of 215, over at the 201 highway, you've got some northbound slowing trying to exit onto the 201, and it's backed up on the 201 for eastbounders over to Bangor Highway. Down Utah County, we don't have any accidents. That's great news compared to yesterday. Northbound looking good from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
Speeds are improving in Davis County, but you're still very slow between Layton Parkway and the Kaysville Ponds. Then you hit the brakes again at Woods Cross, and that extends all the way into downtown Salt Lake. But Legacy Parkway has been great all morning long. UDOT construction alert, plan for overnight closures on SR 201 this weekend. Eastbound SR 201 is scheduled to close at I-215 Friday night, and westbound SR 201 will close at I-215 Saturday night for bridge demolition. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.